Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are getting ready to talk money. I say we, I definitely like it when you're able to hear other voices in addition to my own. And I decided that what I'd do today, this hour anyway, is let you hear from some experts who will have been hosted by Alfred Edmond, who is with Black Enterprise. We're going to hear from some of the conferences and interviews that they've had, starting out with one that is geared towards entrepreneurs. And then we're going to hear one after that that has to do with questions to ask before working with a financial advisor. We try to ask good questions to choose a doctor, good questions to ask to choose someone who's going to do our hair. And we need to ask about people who work with the finances when it comes to advising us financially. So that's going to be the second part of the hour. For those of you who are currently entrepreneurs or you're thinking about becoming entrepreneurs, the first half of this conversation is geared especially for you, and you'll definitely want to listen in on the part dealing with financial advisories as well. So here we go with Black Enterprise, Alfred Edmond. By the way, this is Suavecito by Ramsey Lewis. Black Enterprise.
What's possible for you for your business as an entrepreneur, both now and going forward? So with that said, I'm going to first introduce my two outside experts, our inside expert who has lived the life that you guys, many of you, are aspiring to live and has learned some great lessons, some the hard way, about what it means to make financial decisions as an entrepreneur. So I'll save her for last. So to my immediate left, please welcome with applause Jana Woodhouse,
senior. Yana.
Oh, forgive me. You told me that today.
Uh-huh.
Yana. Yana Woodhouse, Senior Marketing Director and Branch Office Manager for the Manhattan Branch of the World Financial Group and Investment Advisor Rep with Aegon.
Aegon. You can get it. It's all right.
Aegon's Transamerica Financial Advisors, Inc. Please give Yana another round of applause. You ain't got no special pronunciation.
No. Pretty simple name.
Mike James, who's President and Chief Sales Officer, Partners Financial. I'm sure they have some entrepreneurial experiences and tales to tell, too.
Lots.
But they're also bringing really expertise from a financial planning and financial management standpoint. Please give Mike and Yana a round of applause. Our third expert is no stranger to, I guess, be living under a rock to not know Lisa Price and her incredible story. I first learned about Lisa Price, I won't say how many years ago. I used to live in Brooklyn, and I have four children, including three daughters. And the first time I ever heard of Carol's daughter was a person I only knew via social media who lived in Ohio, who I've never laid eyes on, who practically cursed me out as an unfit father because she found out I had never given my daughter any Carol's daughter products. Literally. What do you mean you don't know about Carol's daughter? You said you live in Brooklyn, you got girls. And that was my introduction to what was at that time a fledgling entrepreneur who had a passion for scents and textures and the experience of self-care, mixing in her kitchen, and who dedicated the business in the name of her mother. We'll learn more about her story. I hope you've read at least one of her books. Please welcome Lisa Price, Carol's daughter. So let me start the conversation here, and let's start with Mike and work our way forward. What is the one thing, let's say we talk for the next 40 minutes or so, we do the Q&A, what is the one thing you want people to retain once they walk out of this room at the end of the session?
I'm a simple guy at heart. I believe in simple steps. I think that most people take for granted things that are incredibly important to them that are right in front of them. And it's largely because they haven't connected the dots. I'll give you a quick example. For most new and young entrepreneurs, you have an incredible network built already. You just haven't used it. You bank, you use credit, you have to pay taxes. Some of you may own financial products. You may know people who are in the financial field. In essence, you already have a network that you have not activated. So the one thing I want you to take away from this session is be thinking about, while you're hearing stories today, who your financial network is and could be, and when you're going to activate it. And I'll give you more anecdotal stories as we go on about ways to spot them and where they exist.
In my 23 years of being an entrepreneur, I've met entrepreneurs who operate purely from passion. And then there are entrepreneurs who plan and plan and plan and make lists and plan and check and plan. And each one of us has our place and each one of us has our role. And depending on what business that we're in, those different styles will work. But the most important thing that you need to understand is that you are probably never, ever really going to be ready. You are probably never, ever going to know everything that you need to know. And you will certainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, make amazing mistakes. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's life and that's business. And the important thing is to learn from the mistake. So when you make the mistakes, don't say it's because you're stupid, it's because you didn't plan properly, it's because you didn't study. You just didn't know. No one, when they become an entrepreneur, gets a package in the mail from their city, from their state, and from the government that says, these are the 75 things that you need to do by tomorrow, and then there's 35 for next month, 15 for 6 months from now, and you have to complete a list of 400 in the next year. You don't know that. You just get a bill one day because you didn't pay for something that you didn't know you were supposed to pay for. It's business. It's just what it is. Roll with the punches. Keep it moving. Do not give up.
Thanks, Ashley.
I would like everyone to leave with the understanding that being an entrepreneur, because I've been an entrepreneur since I was 19 years old, and in knowing that you do have resources that you haven't tapped on yet, but more so just the support spiritually in your mindset. You have to create your mindset that I'm an entrepreneur, things are going to happen, but I'm never going to give up on my passion because the world needs me. You know, it's not just about the community, it's really the world right now. And so I'm hoping that everyone leaves out of here knowing that it's difficult times, but it's either that you're going to fulfill your dream or you're going to give it up and fulfill someone else's dream. So the best thing is to hold on to your dream.
All right. So it was a great walk away. I hope you guys retain that. We're going to cover a lot of stuff, but I want you to have something that you're going to walk out with. So let me start out with the emotional challenges of managing money, managing business, and making those decisions. Most of the financial advisors and financial experts I talk to say that while education and literacy and what you should know, what you need to learn is important, the emotional challenges, Lisa, you touched on it, feeling bad about yourself when you didn't do something at the right time, at the right place. Yesterday I tweeted, as an affirmation that regardless of my credit score or my bank account balance, they're not measures of my self-worth. Mm. That while you do have to be accountable to them, they don't define your value. as a human being. Talk a little bit, and you guys can jump in whenever you want to, about whether as an entrepreneur or as a financial advisor, helping people to manage past that so they can make the decisions they have to make without some of the emotional issues that block them from moving forward.
Well, I would say is one of the biggest things is to set it up so that you have your mentor, that you can, somebody to run to.
To speak that, to the network that Michael's talking
right.
about.
Right, yeah. And not setting it, it's not the naysayer. As soon as someone's a naysayer, get rid of them. They don't understand. And especially not listening to folks who are naysayers who haven't accomplished anything. Okay. Get somebody or somebody that will you can go to and turn to, because this is not an easy position to be in as an entrepreneur. So you have to set that person that you can go to and say, okay, you're doing it. Yes, you did it wrong. Okay, but this
so they're
is,
honest with you.
Yeah,
but they're not discouraging.
Right, don't discourage you, because the thing is that the passion that you have inside of you is what's driving you. So you don't need anybody to put your fire out. There's enough of those people out there. You just need some people that you can put together. That, and I know as I was coming up, the best person was my mother. Wow. Because she was the person who said, there's no such word as can't. Okay, well, all right, so I can do this. You know, I can have my own business and age is not a factor. You know, I can expand and become a financial. So I've been on both sides.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
a financial planner, but I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I create other financial advisors and individually to help people. So that's what I would say is that you've got to have that support system of someone to turn to you that can turn just, it can be a friend who may not even understand your business, but the fact that they are supportive of you.
So Lisa's special, you know, to me and to those of the Black Enterprise, because she's been on the cover of the magazine twice.
Mm-hmm.
This must be your fourth or fifth time speaking at this particular conference. I know I'm going to cross paths with her somewhere, Dream Project in Atlanta, I think 2 years ago. All along her journey, whether the sun was shining or was raining, she was always willing to say, this is what I'm going through, this is what I've learned that might help you.
Mm-hmm.
From when you started out in Brooklyn in the kitchen mixing things to, you know, eventually selling your company. And when you talk about naysayers all along the way,
uh-huh.
and you talk about what, in addition, I know some of it is your mother's inspiration and example,
mm-hmm.
but what keeps you moving forward as you learn along the way?
I've been very fortunate to have cheerleaders in my life and in, you know, in my corner. So when I get to that place where I feel like I'm stupid, I just can't figure this out, I keep messing up, blah, 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 I have been fortunate to have people to, as my cousin Michael used to say, talk me off the ledge, you know. They would let me have my few minutes, and then it's like, okay, are you done now? Can we do real talk now? And they, you know, they would bring me back. Not everyone has that. You know, I know that that's a blessing that I have. But one of the things that I've always believed in business is that you really have to have a strong sense of faith. And, you know, and I'm not saying what particular religion it should be. I'm just saying I would not be where I am if it wasn't for the fact that I prayed, and I believe in praying, and I believe in asking. And because people will come to you. I never ask for money. I never have. I never will. I always ask for clarity, for discernment, for patience, for strength, for energy, because I know that the money is there, and I know that the work is there, and I know the opportunity is there. I just need to be able to see it. I need to be able to identify it. I need to be able to carry it out. And people have come into my life who have been amazing. The woman who is currently my banker came to me because she read about me somewhere, and she just felt like someday this woman is going to be somebody, and I want to be with her, and I want to help her. And she mentored me and counseled me for 3.5 years before I ever had a dime to put into her bank. And it, you know, that was such a saving grace. But I believe she came to me because I prayed for it. I needed someone like her. I didn't know where she was going to come from. I didn't know who she was. but she was there. So faith is really, really important. You cannot do this by yourself. Yes, you have to have ego to be an entrepreneur. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be your biggest cheerleader. Even if you're a shy person, I'm a shy person, you learn how to do it. You learn how to do this real well. My shoulders are very strong, very flexible. I can do this all day because you have to learn how to do it.
See, I remember your transformation. I remember the difference between the first cover we shot with you and Branford Marsalis and Dominique Dawes. And not that you were a punk or anything, but you were like, I don't know. I'm not used to all this. Oh, my God. That's not the Lisa that we shot the last time we put you on the cover. So there was an evolution as well as you move forward in your faith. And by the way, faith, finances, entrepreneurship, all of that goes together.
It does.
These aren't separate boxes. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, let me offer a comment just to piggyback off of Lisa's comments. You know, I run a business of a network of 150 entrepreneurial firms, 350 principal owners of those firms, with 700, you know, primary salespeople and thousands of key staff people. And the one thing that I saw take off in this network is a movement called the study group movement. Not a very sophisticated, characterization, where six or eight people that are entrepreneurs may not have similar businesses or may have similar businesses invest time to come together and share ideas and talk about their pressure points. Just like you have to have faith to kind of release and be vulnerable in your everyday life, you need to create that network that you can do the same thing with. And what I've found is it's been explosive and profound in terms of how people have moved their businesses. Being an entrepreneur can be lonely. I've had it mentioned to me thousands of times. The reason I'm in business, my company's been in business for 30 years, is because entrepreneurs needed a place to come together, share ideas, challenge strategies, and find new ideas. And then when they leave the setting that I create, they want to foster it in their local community. As simple as coming together with six or eight key people, a banker, another financial professional, somebody that is running a business that's totally unrelated to your business, but is a businessman or woman at heart. Be surprised at what you can come up with when you're sitting around the table talking about things that others have either gone through or are currently going through, and they can help you with.
So isolation and open all terms every day.
All right, we are going to get back to that in just a few. Wow. How many of you entrepreneurs feel like you're isolated, have been, or seem to be going in that direction, or maybe you're there now, feel isolated, like you're just alone? Back in just a few. We'll be right back.